Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Every time I see a TV show or a movie set in New Orleans, my mouth starts to water. Now, along with the obligatory shots of Bourbon Street and funky jazz clubs, there will be depictions of folks tucking into big plates of gumbo and shrimp etouffee. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, there's no denying it. The cuisine of New Orleans is mighty tempting.
Oh, obviously. I mean, it's a city where food is amazing and they take it very seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
It's influenced by so many different cultures over the years. And classic dishes have emerged and are continuing to be made to this day in every restaurant in the area. It's amazing. I mean, one of the big differences I've always found is our traditional mirepoix, which is carrots, onions, and celery, which mm-hmm. starts a variety of European dishes.
Right.
They've altered that, and now it's green peppers, onions, and celery.
That's their holy trinity. Yeah.
And I got to be honest, I'm not a big green pepper fan. I think it kind of often will overpower a lot of things.
It can, yeah.
But, you know, they use it in a masterful way down there. Like, we make a crab dip, Arnaud's, which is a very famous restaurant, and mm-hmm. it has green pepper in it, and I never thought that I would like it, but, you know, it's very similar to our crab dip, sans Old Bay, uh-huh. of course, you know, there's celery, green bell pepper, garlic, I mean, sour cream and cream cheese form, you know, the basis, and then they have Creole seasoning, you know, we have Old Bay, they mm-hmm. they have a very cool blend, you can buy it. A couple of products out on the market, but you can definitely make your own at home. And just like any other spice blend, you can sort of tailor it to your sort of favorite needs,
right.
adding a little bit more of one ingredient than the other. But it's certainly worth having some Creole seasoning as one of the things in your spice rack to mm-hmm. go to for sure.
Yeah, we have some emeralds that we
Of course.
It's perfect.
That's right.
It's really, really good.
I mean, I think the two dishes that always sort of come to people's mind would be jambalaya mm-hmm. and gumbo.
Right.
I think they're confusing. I mean, jambalaya is basically a very close cousin of Spanish paella.
Mm-hmm.
It's the dish is made with the rice cooked in the pot.
Right.
Gumbo is more of a stew that's ladled over rice. And so that's the big sort of defining difference between those two. They're both mm-hmm. very similar in terms of the ingredients that go into them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the main things that goes into both is this sausage called andouille.
Yes.
And that, again, this is one of those things, just like the beans in a cassoulet, the quality of the andouille will make or break these dishes that you're making. And so getting a good quality andouille is very important.
I remember going to New Orleans the first time about, I don't know, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's discovered andouille sausage.
Sure.
Couldn't get it initially back here. Now it's real easy to get.
Well, what's interesting is it's a double smoked sausage. So the pork shoulder is actually smoked
mm-hmm.
prior to being cut up and ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sausage after that is seasoned and stuffed in the casing is smoked again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, and I don't think you get a really good version of it unless you look hard. And then the other two things we can talk about is the true Creole versus Cajun conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Creole has tomatoes in it. Cajun does not. It's a very simple thing. And it has to do with the Cajun being a little more rustic and mm-hmm. tomatoes being a bit more of an exotic ingredient.
Right.
But, you know, Creole jambalaya has tomatoes. Cajun jambalaya doesn't. I mean, it's a pretty simple thing. And whatever you want, whatever you like, is the one you should make.
Oh, pass the filet.
Yes, yes. Or the thickening. That's right. For
that's
sure.
Right. We're going to put these ideas on the website to let people have some fun with it. Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.